music. Divided by genres and stereotypes. There is one factor that unifies people, bringing all together as one. To celebrate the love for music. Release yourself for Universal Nation.
Fire chain is armed.
Universal Nation.
With Alex Morph.
Rulers come and rulers go. Only a few succeed in staying alive in our collective memory. Here is one you will surely remember. Please welcome Alex Morph.
Hello and welcome to the newest episode of Universal Nation. Episode 168, and this time I play for you a live recording of my set for Future Sound of Egypt 400 in Minsk in Belarus.
Let me take you on a journey.
A journey.
It was a great event. I had a lot of fun. I really hope you enjoy the set. My name is Alex Morph. Let's go.
Thank you.
listening to Alex Morf recorded live for Future Sound of Egypt 400 in Minsk in Belarus.
Universal Nation.
future sound of Egypt 400. Broadcasting from Minsk in Belarus. Behind the decks it's Alex Morf. Let's shout out to Stevie Riff, who's listening from Bolivia. And she also sent us a nice picture of her hand in front of the computer stream. So go check Future Sound of Egypt to see it. Also, Javi Looper DJ is listening from Pekela in Spain. Blue Sky from Amsterdam is finally home and tuned in to this party. Bring it on. Also, Kevin George is listening from Nairobi. People are literally tuning in from everywhere, from all countries of the world. As you can see from the flags popping out on the screen. Show the love, click the heart button. Also, Noor from Cairo. She can't believe her ears while listening to the amazing Alex Morf. Oh, it's so very true. Alex is destroying the dance floor here in Minsk. So back to the music.
Nation.
Hosted by Alex Morf.
listening to Universal Nation. My name is Alex Morf, and this is episode 168.
Sound of Egypt 400 broadcasting from Minsk, Belarus. In the studio, and my fellow Dutchman, Marlo.
Hello, Marlo.
Hello. So I'm Dutch Australian. Just to clarify that one, I live in Australia.
Yeah, I have a good question about that.
Okay, let's do it.
So you're Dutch and Australian at the same time.
Well, sort of. To be honest, I was born in Holland and I did primary school and stuff in Holland. But I consider myself Australian.
That was my next question.
Exactly.
Where do you belong?
Well, I feel like I started my music career in Australia, and all my adult life's been in Australia, and all my teenage years as well. So I do definitely feel Australian.
And you have a huge, huge fan base in Australia.
Look, Australia is amazing.
It's so big for you, man.
Yeah, it's going so well everywhere, but Australia is just such an awesome home base to come home to and to be based from, yeah.
Like same for us, like in Egypt. It's our home base.
Exactly.
We have a huge following in Egypt. So it's the same for you in Australia.
It feels like a homecoming every time I play there. It's just so...
You have a residency there with the Pasha Club?
Yeah, this year I did a residency at Pasha. Next year I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but I do really want to try and hopefully maybe do like what you're doing now is to promote my own shows as well next year.
Exactly. You should do that.
Oh man, it'd be a dream come true. I mean, what you've done in the last year or so with the Future Sound of Egypt brand is just fantastic. And I saw photos from the show in Egypt. Congratulations, bro.
Thanks, Marlo. Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. So what do you have? What can we expect from you tonight? Look, in an FSOE show, will it be a different set from yours or the same what you play everywhere?
Look, I think I'll still incorporate what I call the Marlo sound. It'll still have my sort of signature sound to it, but I think it'll give me an opportunity to play a little bit darker, a little bit harder.
More banging.
Yes. More techie. Like my background when I first started was hard trance and tech trance. So I think I'm hoping to sort of bring some of those flavors back in.
That's good. I'm happy to give you the chance to play this stuff, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Marlo, what can we expect from you like in the next couple of months, like production-wise, new releases?
Okay, so the past 2 months I've been touring like crazy, and I had the single The Dreamers with my wife, Sharnal.
That's amazing. I love it.
Out. And the remixes just came out, which are absolutely incredible, from Jochen Miller, Chris Schweizer, and Ahmed Rommel. Now, after this tour now, I'll have a lot more time in the studio because I've got a few Australian shows. And so, yeah, I'll be focusing on new tracks then.
Perfect. So, Malo, we can't wait for you. You're going to be on stage in less than 20 minutes.
There we go.
Looking forward to your set, man. And thank you for being part of FSOE 400 World Tour.
Hey, man, thank you so much for inviting me.
I'll see you for sure in 450. Oh. Maybe by the pyramids if we do it again.
Awesome. Let's do it, man.
Because you have a lot of fans in Egypt. Oh. A lot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've never been to Egypt.
I've seen tweets from people who wanted you to be performing in Egypt. So hopefully we'll make it one day.
That'd be amazing.
Thanks, Marlo. Let's go back to the music with this beautiful track by Alex Morf.
Thanks, bro.
like us on Facebook.
Universal Nation Official.
Oh,
This week's show. Thank you for listening. I can't wait to meet again for the next episode of Universal Nation coming week. I wish you a great week. Have fun, stay healthy, and see you soon. Bye.
Here.
Like us on Facebook.
Universal Nation Official.
All systems on standby.